instrument, y'all. And to get it for free, you have to join our Discord. And that's that. That's the end of it. That's the end all be all, man. Now, we have all of our samples organized in our instrument that we're making. Now, we need to figure out, how do we make something happen when something else happens?
Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
You know, I think Blake's starting to realize I'm a bit of a loose cannon today.
I love it.
We're going to figure it out, dude.
I love it. And the instrument we're making, so great. If-then logic is what you made me think of. You know, if you play this one shot we have recorded, then what happens? Do we have a sample in the background change? Do we have Foley change? This is sort of the creative part, or one of the most fun creative parts of this journey, I think. So I'm excited to get into it.
Dude, and we're going to make so many things happen. And we might have as many ideas as we have. We could have all the ideas we want, but if we don't have the building blocks to make it happen, then it's not going to happen.
You're sounding like Reggie Watts.
Well, that's good.
You have as many ideas as you have. Watts. He's so funny.
He is.
I love that guy. We should get him on the podcast.
Let's call him up.
Let's call him up. You guys number? I think I lost it.
We both lost.
Hey, listeners, if you know Reggie Watts, give us his number.
Just give it to us.
Just
you know give, you want
just,
to.
Or just you put us in a group funny. Chat, you know?
You know it'd be funny.
That'd
Blake,
be
do you remember
time.
When we did LFOs? Do you remember the way that those
worked? LFO. So it's low frequency oscillators, which it stands for. And it's pretty much just, back in the day, it was a really slow wave. You can't hear it. And they're like, oh, we can use this wave to do other things. But now it's like this digital wave that's just happening. You can transform. It goes up and down. You can transform how fast it is. And you can apply it to literally like any knob. So if you want the volume to go up and down on something, you put an LFO controlling that volume knob and it just goes up and down, right?
That's exactly right. Very succinctly explained.
Nice.
Amazing. I mean, let's just look at an LFO real quick, a little refresher course.
And I learned here on the podcast. It's great.
Dude, and like back in the day, LFOs used to be pumping out voltage. So literally just voltage values, up and down voltage values. You can change the amplitude of the wave. You could change everything. Now, it's all digital, so it's not real voltage. It's fake voltage. It's just numbers, right? It's just bits.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. We can send a signal somewhere else. And this is sort of self-generating, right? It's a low-frequency oscillator. It's just going, and we can change its rate. And we can change how deep it is and sort of offset it.
Offset?
Yeah, offset. Now it's like really low, but not that high. Now it's really high, but not that low.
Right. You know? Yeah.
You can hold it. Oop! Now it's at one value. We can manipulate it in all sorts of ways, right?
Yeah.
So are there other kinds of signals that we can generate? That's the question, right?
What do you mean?
Well, that's sort of what we just pulled up was a self-generating wave. It just generated itself. But it was a wave, right? It was up and down and up and down.
Right.
And is there another kind of signal generation that exists? The answer is yes. Oh, of course, baby. Of course there is.
Like, what could it be?
Of course there is. Well, this is the magic of the envelope follower. Okay.
Whoa, okay.
Now bear with me. We're going to drag this on here. It's going to look very similar, right? This envelope follower.
Yeah.
On the visual, we don't have, we have no wave. It's just a flat line at zero.
It's not a good sign.
And instead of rate, we have gain, rise, fall, and delay.
Okay.
Right? So we have a couple of different knobs, but up at the top, it looks the same. We have a big map button. So we know we can send a signal somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 0 to 100% value, which means we can control how much it affects whatever we're affecting.
Okay.
So how do we make this line go? Well, we literally just play something.
Hold up. Whoa. So if you play a kick drum, the envelope follower, that line, just copies the kick drum's line.
Whenever I play the kick drum, the line moves up.
And that line can be mapped to anything. So the kick drum going up could be mapped to the volume of a Foley sample going up, or to a filter that's filtering out the highs on a Foley or the lows, or whatever.
Yes.
Oh my God. So
I
cool.
was so
The
excited. So excited for
possibilities.
this episode. I love when Blake goes and he just has the brain blast of like, oh, this is
All
it.
my friends have always said I have crazy eyes, and this is one of those moments where I get crazy eyes.
Yeah, you're like, we could do anything we want, man.
It's endless.
So
Wow.
we can, this is currently just like sitting after the drum rack that we have. Like
So this could
anything we
be,
do.
wait, hold up. This could be a side chain, but it could also be the opposite of a side chain or a bunch of
That's
other
right.
things. Oh,
Yeah. Oh
that's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, we can make if you wanted to sidechain, well, let's play with it. Let's play with it.
Okay.
Let's set up a situation where just like the Foley is just playing, right?
Okay.
I'm just sort of tracking it a MIDI thing.
Okay.
Eventually we will figure out a way to make these Foley samples just play. We'll
Perpetual
figure out like
delay,
a
right?
Yeah, either perpetual delay or a sampler does have something that you play the sample and then it plays backwards, just sort of in a loop,
Oh, that's cool.
which is really cool. So we'll decide like what kind of character we want. However, for now we'll just like loop this.
Okay.
And I should actually probably not have it play C1 because that's 2 octaves lower than the original pitch. So
Ooh.
C3 it is. That's what it defaults to. And then a little Ableton trick for you. You press Control L and it will loop any region you have selected. So I
Love
have
it.
selected this clip and I go Control L. Now it's just gonna play the Foley forever.
Let me turn that one down a little, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah, it's playing all 12 samples right now. Aha. I can hear the samples going away.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, so let's actually just change that right now.
Wait, why is it playing all 12?
Well, it's playing all 12 because we have it set to play all 12 pitch bent to whatever note that we want.
Oh, the green zone.
Yeah, the green zone. We haven't messed with that yet.
Yes, I see.
So, but we will actually change it to a loop-based sustain mode.
Okay.
Loop-based sustain mode.
Say that 10 times fast.
I can't even say it one time slow.
Oh,
But now it's just gonna you'll see the little line. It'll go through the sample and then it'll just start playing in reverse.
this is all of them at once. It's so epic.
Yeah, it's all of them at once. Right? Yeah, so now it's going back.
Whoa.
So, let's do a side chain. Let's do that first.
Okay.
Or even, I mean, let's just do the simplest thing first. Let's get a utility plugin. Oops, that's the wrong channel. We'll throw a utility plugin on the Foley track.
Got it.
Whatever it decides to not give me the spinning wheel of death anymore.
Welcome to the world of Blake in a few different countries all at once.
Yeah, this, what is this? Like Amsterdam? Budapest,
Budapest, London,
even
and San
London.
Francisco.
Wow. This is four different countries.
And Portland. Oh man, we are stuck in a loop here, aren't we?
Can you see the spinning mouse that I
Yes, I
have?
can.
Oh, nice. We
It
can
is
just relax here
spinning.
for a while.
Just soak it in, yeah.
I love it. So here's what we do. We can make it so. Let's just make sure the drum works. Yep, the envelope follower is going.
Okay, so we hit the drum. The envelope follower is just a line that mimics that drum.
but we need to map it to something. So let's make it so that let's just map it to the gain. And we can see that little knob go up slightly.
Yep, from negative infinity to negative something.
Yep, not very loud. Can't even barely hear it.
Yeah.
So that means we have to make this line bigger. We can just increase the gain. It's fake gain.
Yep, so it's the gain in the envelope follower does not change the sound of the sample, it just changes how much that the gain of the Foley changes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Good to test your boundaries.
Yep. 9. It's not bad. So what happens if we make it fall slower?
Yeah, like some decay or
Yeah,
delay.
let's turn up some decay.
That's so cool because you catch different parts of the Foley sample.
That's super sick.
That sounds way cooler than I thought it would sound. That's going to be different every time because we're just in a different part of the sample. Like the sample's just looping in the background.
Right. That's so sick.
Oh
That's
my God, Marty, that is so cool.
it. I mean, do you want to make it go the opposite way? Because we
Honestly,
can make it
no,
go
I
the
love
opposite
this,
way.
but yeah, let's check it out.
Well, what happens if we try to make it duck?
Okay. So the. Whoa. Oh, yeah, the little kid saying, hold on. Right, so now the sample comes in, cutting the Foley out.
Yeah, and all we did was reverse the ranges next to the map. So
Wow,
we
that is a
set the
powerful
minimum
little
range.
tool.
Dude, isn't this cool?
It's sweet.
That's it.
That's it.
Our
Okay.
minds are blown and our world is open.
Yeah, so, oh, there's so many questions how we're gonna do this. I think we should do that one. Like the where the Foley comes on and decays a little bit slowly after the
Agreed.
one shot happens. Like that sounded awesome. You get these different unique sounding one shots. That's the kind of thing that makes an instrument sound alive. The question is, what else will we do?
Right, and like when certain drums happen, are they gonna like influence effects? Because you can map an envelope follower to any knob. Get you can pan like dry wet on a chorus, distortion, whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, we could have one of those sounds make the reverb for every other sound turn on. That would be kind of cool.
That'd be sick. That would be really
Or
sick.
imagine, oh, ooh, you know how reverb like takes things and makes them sound a little bit farther away?
Yeah.
Imagine taking all of the sounds and like pulling them back in the aural space. So you hit a sample that pulls everything else that's sort of playing back, and then it all comes back forward again.
That's sick.
That would be pretty cool.
The dry wet knob on a reverb, just like
Yeah.
attached to the whole entire instrument.
Yeah. We could also have it where it pans out to the right and left, like all the sounds like split down the middle and then come
Yep.
back in.
We can do whatever we want, man.
This is gonna be exciting. So is that all next episode?
It's all next episode.
Let's
We're
go. All
gonna
right, people.
draft stuff, I think.
Yeah. Draft ideas. If you have ideas, send them in, but be quick because we'll be recording this thing in a jiffy. All right. Until next time, everybody. Much love.
Bye.